The town of Waterbury is no stranger to major flooding. And now, town officials are considering a large new housing development there, right on the edge of the floodplain. Here to tell us more is housing reporter Carly Berlin. Good morning, Carly.
Hey, Jen.
Okay, Carly, can you give us some background here? Like, where is this proposed development and what got town leaders interested in the project in the first place?
This piece of land is tucked behind the big state office complex in Waterbury, right near the Winooski River. There used to be dorms for the state hospital there, but those buildings flooded during Tropical Storm Irene in 2011 and were later demolished. Right now, there's a parking lot and a grassy field. Most of this plot of land is in FEMA's 100-year flood zone, and drone shots from the flood in July of 2023 show parts of it covered in water. But what got the town interested in trying to build housing here is it's right off the main drag in Waterbury's village, it's on a bus line, it's close to shops and restaurants, and crucially, it's connected to municipal water and sewer lines, which can be kind of a rarity. It's really critical to building any kind of housing of scale.
Okay, so it sounds like a great place to build, except, of course, for the flooding. You've covered a lot of housing projects, Carly. What makes this one different?
This project in Waterbury encapsulates a conflict that a lot of towns in Vermont are facing right now. The state has done a ton to try and encourage more home building in Vermont's existing villages and downtowns where, you know, there are those water and sewer lines. The idea being, let's concentrate building where we already have stuff and avoid sprawl into farmland and forests. The rub, of course, is that so many of our existing downtowns and villages are in our flood-prone river valleys. So the question is, how do towns add more housing to beat back Vermont's home shortage and also lessen the impact of future flooding?
So what do we know about this? What this project might actually look like?
Not a ton yet, Jen. This is really preliminary. The developer, DEW Properties, has been talking with the town about constructing around 90 homes there over time, both market rate and lower priced workforce units. Those details are very much not set in stone. They could change. The decision before the town select board now is whether to ink a pre-development agreement with the company. And it's worth noting that because this land is in the flood zone, there are a bunch of government rules dictating how things can be built there. John Grenier, an engineer working with DEW, told me these buildings would either need to be elevated on posts or on fill, and either way, they wouldn't be allowed to make flooding worse.
The thought is basically you have a bathtub full of water, and for every brick or every block of soil or building you put in, you raise the water level, you have to take out an opposite amount so that it goes back down to what it would have been before you built the structure.
Okay, so it sounds like there are some ways to build in a flood zone safely. Carly, I'm curious, what are neighbors nearby this proposed development saying?
There's been a lot of pushback. You know, many of the homes in the neighborhood nearby have flooded repeatedly in recent years. I visited the site of this proposed development with Carrie McMillan recently. She lives directly next door. She said floodwaters have narrowly avoided her house, but firefighters have come to urge her family to evacuate. To her, the benefit of adding more housing in town isn't worth the risk here.
You know, we're potentially going to do more harm than good by providing housing that we all know is very much needed.
Jen, I'll be watching to see if the newly elected select board in Waterbury decides to keep moving the ball forward on this project.
And we will certainly keep following your reporting. That is Report for America Corps member Carly Berlin. Carly covers housing and infrastructure for VT Digger and Vermont Public. Carly, always good to have you on Morning Edition. Thank you for your reporting.
You got it.